Hi everyone, Sane Mean here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Sane Mean. I'm sharing a letter I recently wrote to the California Jazz Conservatory, a small music school in Berkeley, California. This school holds an annual girls-only jazz camp that openly discriminates against boys. The CJC is a 501c3 institution that gets government funding from a variety of sources. Therefore, a program that openly discriminates against boys is illegal under Title I-X. My initial encounter with one of the directors was a textbook example of a man-hating, resentful, bitter, and angry lesbian. I sent a letter to both the Department of Justice and the California Department of Education. Shockingly, the California Department of Education is actually going to investigate. When I received a letter informing me of this, I almost fell over, especially given that this is out of the San Francisco office, which according to the men's group I belong to, is a bastion of feminism, gynocentrism, and liberalism. While this is somewhat small potatoes, this program epitomizes the gynocentrism, bigotry, bias, misandry, and open prejudice that men and boys face in today's educational system. Thank you so very much, Sandman. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I too am shocked that Chat Francisco is going to investigate. But to be honest, they're probably just saying that to shut you up as well as make more work for their wokesters in the office by wasting even more taxpayer dollars. As for your identity and the woman you criticized, I need to keep all that a secret to protect you from feminists as well as to protect myself from Susan from giving me a strike on YouTube. As for your letter, I can't read it here because of all the personal names you include in it. But I'll break down your key points for everyone. You say their girls-only jazz camp program discriminates against boys. The first important thing you bring up is that you ask them why they discriminate against boys. Their justification was that in other jazz organizations, the leadership was all male, so they used projection on you. Also, they asked you if you were against affirmative action, which meant they didn't want you to speak anymore. They were basically trying to get you to say that if you don't care about women and minorities, you're evil, so we'll stop talking to you. Then you were accused of being transsexual for some reason, and were shamed for being interested in men's issues. All that after you gave them a quote to help their cause. They were probably hoping you wouldn't actually give them that quote, so they could use it as a cover story, so they could insult you for not helping them. You agreed and you still got insulted. All their games were so petty and transparent. You just wanted to expose the sexist attitude of that jazz organization. And by calling you trans, they probably wanted you to fly off the rails and say some awful things to them that they could use as ammunition. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Commie Fornia is Cucked and Going to Collapse Clown World Show. Mr. Anonymous, organizations like the one you're fighting go for distance and irritation. They drain us of the will to fight because they're persistent with their emotional insults. But we need more men like yourself fighting the good fight. You're part of the Hollywood machine. You told me about that with regards to your background, offline. You're in the movie industry, but you have the luxury to fight because you're older and you have assets. The younger artists out there will have a much harder time standing up against woke culture because they have to make ends meet. I would reach out to the more established people in your Hollywood community that are in a similar financial situation as yourself and try and get them to become your allies. Get them to write letters as well. With enough letters and possibly going to the media, things will change. Contact Tucker Carlson's people as well, perhaps. But definitely try and find men that are too old and too financially independent to be canceled. Your governor, Gavin, is a noose around your neck, and I'm shocked you actually haven't left yet. In your letter, you continue by saying that you hope that one day a man auditions for the jazz group, and when they refuse to let him in, he brings his story to the media, and then gets enough publicity to destroy it. Also, imagine if there was an all-male jazz ensemble, how much women would actually be up in arms, or should I say up in horns? The main criticism I have with your letter so far is that you make it about personal attacks on the women that run the group, instead of just making it about rational arguments, which you have plenty of. Other than that, so far so good. You wrote that these women might be better off if they got a sex change operation because they didn't seem very happy is definitely stepping over the line. You also bring up the idea that men make up the majority of piano composers out there, even though women are pushed to play the piano, and in more recent years you were called a sissy and gay while growing up for playing the piano. You say despite all this blatant sexism and misandry, which absolutely exists today, the majority of concert, jazz, pop, rock, etc. pianists still remain males. I guess the football players in high school making fun of you probably didn't know the difference between the word pianist and penis. They probably thought you were playing the flesh flute instead of the good old 88 keys. You also mentioned that a feminine instrument, the pedal harp, which is mostly a female instrument, has been on the rise in popularity among young male musicians. I had no idea that was the case. You bring up the idea of equal opportunity, but that's like so 1996, don't you know? Today it's all about equal outcomes, don't you know? I'm glad you don't agree with equal outcomes, and you say that they probably don't agree with equal outcomes either. But you're in California, comrade, so odds are they do. You also bring up the ratio of women in higher education when compared to males. But that's also where you start getting off topic. You begin lecturing in your letter as to the reasons why young men aren't getting into insane amounts of debt for higher education, as well as the lack of demand in getting a useless degree in a field that's not in demand too. You mention trade schools being better as an alternative. I agree with you, but will all the guys retiring from the trades offset the flood of young guys getting into the trades? Time will tell. But men didn't want to be debt serfs, and now women get their college degrees paid off, so it looks as though many men should have gotten a college degree after all, so long as it's in a useful field. Mr. Anonymous, at this point, you start to just pour out your heart to these liberal tarts. You bring up Me Too and Johnny Depp, as well as the seemingly endless amount of scholarships and bursaries that women receive. But again, how is this of any relevance to women kicking men out of the jazz group by default by making it a girls-only one? The one thing you did say that struck a massive chord with me was how the number of young musicians is declining, because it's getting harder and harder to get paid out there. Musicians aren't able to make it in the industry, and you're seeing that in the music charts too. A lot of the fresh musicians from 10 to 15 years ago are still on the charts, and I rarely see anybody new. Not to mention that they're starting to get a little long in the teeth, and their music isn't as great as it originally was. So we might be entering a sort of musical dark age right now. Beyoncé is number one as of writing this, and she's already ancient. The next most popular thing is a David Guetta remix of a song from 20 plus years ago. It's getting really sad, Mr. Anonymous, and you should have beat home the point that if you tried starting a boys-only program, there would be looting and rioting in the streets, because somehow that wasn't fair. Meanwhile, the double standard is there in our face, and I'm really glad you pointed it out. I'm glad you're trying to talk some sense into the people in your state. But at this point, as I read your letter, it was more of a therapy confession. You just need someone to tell all your frustrations to and have it matter. You need your very own emotional tampon. You close things off by saying this, and I quote, "In conclusion, if your school continues the girls-only jazz and blues camp, I will indeed file a complaint of Title IX against you. This will mean that your school will be thoroughly investigated and put under intense scrutiny." Unquote. So besides just therapy, you're saying all of that and forcing them to read it, so that they know that you know all about the oppression that men are going through in our current soy society. Maybe you want to punish them by forcing them to listen to talking points they typically hear while sitting alone at night on their sofas surrounded by their squads of cats, while scoffing at Tucker Carlson. This is now your new Tucker moment. At some point, the woke madness is going to either wear itself out or America will go into decline, and all the smart and talented people will either move to rural areas where they can afford to write their music and be creative, or they'll simply leave the country to do so. I bet what's happening in America right now is similar to how people felt in Europe 100 to 200 years ago and therefore decided to come to North America, or go to Australia for a new land of opportunity. Today there are no giant continents to escape to and start over, so many guys are either going to go to rural areas or leave for countries with a lower cost of living, where they can actually work remotely. It's not a bad idea for musicians that want to write their own material to try and make it big living in Eastern Europe for 5 years, while they try and do that. The music business is always tough, and you had to be within the top 5,000 musicians in the world to actually make a living out there. Just as an example, according to Social Blade, I'm ranked 2119th as a channel on YouTube, based on my subscriber counts. It's difficult to succeed, and I'm not even monetized. So maybe 1 to 2,000 YouTubers in the entire world are actually making a decent living off of it. That's also not including channels that have been terminated. There are channels ranked higher on social media depending on their sub counts, before YouTube terminated them. But with musicians, that number is much smaller. I'm glad I ended up sucking in music even though I wanted to make electronic music my career. My life would have been most likely ruined even if I was successful, and I went in that direction due to all the competition. Mr. Anonymous, you really lucked out. But today's artists, when they spend money for studio time and music videos, are lucky to go on tour and leverage their fan base to make a living that way. I think that more people would be up in arms about the jazz band that didn't allow boys if there was money to be made from that business. I remember back in the 1980s and early 90s, bands could actually make a decent living playing bars in various venues. Again, Mr. Anonymous, find your allies with money in the industry to help you fight this battle. That would be my suggestion. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Mr. Anonymous is so good at music that he used to play with French women's horny brass boobs and get them off that way. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the cacophonians that have to pretend to be woke so they can keep their jobs in the music biz away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.